Subject, my husband versus my daughter's father. Hello, Stephen Shirley. I have a wonderful man. He saved me from the horrible life I was living on the streets, full of drugs and prostitution. I have been clean now for almost 8 years. Soon after meeting him, we got married, bought a house, and he legally adopted my daughter. He takes wonderful care of us. But soon after my daughter's father heard about me being married and his daughter being taken care of, he shows up saying he wants to be part of her life, and he missed me. My husband said he would never stop him from seeing his child if he wanted to. One day, my daughter's father and I got into a disagreement because my husband said she couldn't go with her dad because we already had plans. He called me out of my name several times, and my husband heard him from the other room. He dared him to do it again while he was standing there. So he got quiet and waited until he thought my husband was gone to do it again. Out of nowhere, my husband jumped on him and physically threw him out of the house.
Go ahead.
Now my husband is saying he does not want him around our house or around our daughter because he has no respect for women. Is it right to keep him away from his daughter? We all make mistakes. Please help. P.S. My daughter calls my husband daddy and her father by his name. Well, she does that for a reason. She knows who to call daddy. She definitely the person who's taken care of her all these years. But and you sound crazy. I mean, your very first sentence says that you have a wonderful man. You talk about how he saved you from the streets and drugs and prostitution, married you and adopted your daughter. This man loves you and your child. Why would you bring this foolishness in your life? Your ex didn't come around, you said, until he heard he had another man. You had another man, and another man was in the picture. And if your ex really wants to see his child, he should make plans, schedule time like other parents who have joint custody. That's how you do it. And I think your husband is absolutely right, because the way he was talking to you, he wants to ensure or make sure that he respects women, and you have a daughter. So I'm in total agreement with your husband. Yeah, everybody makes mistakes, but not at your daughter's expense. All right, Cheryl.
Okay, I have questions. Is the baby daddy the pimp? Because he seemed to be talking to her. Did she say she was drugs and prostitution?
Yes.
Was he the pimp?
Well, it doesn't say he could be. You don't know.
Okay.
If he was cussing like that,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Calling her out of her name and everything.
Thank you. And showing up because she done made a change and everything is good in life and everything. He seemed like he has a pimp mentality.
You know the rules, pretty Tony.
Yeah. Right.
I'm sorry, baby.
Yes.
Your girl chose me.
I love the husband. I love when the husband say, I dare you. I double dog dare you. Say it in my face. He just stepped right around the corner and came back and just pom, 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 throwing them bones on. Mm-hmm. That makes you love a man when you see him whoop another man for you. That's love right there. He would have got it right in the kitchen. Right in the kitchen.
Okay.
The kitchen, anyway. The living room, the back room.
That is so romantic. Yes. Oh, and if they had been like diving over couches like gun smoke, he would have got it. He would have got it. I'm sorry. Huh?
You know.
And I love that. I'm not saying that the daughter, you know, she need to know this is the man who I was with and I loved. And that's your father by birth. But this is your daddy. And he's a good man. And that's what you're supposed to emulate. So that's good. You always could have, you know, multiple parents in your life. So that's good for the little girl. But I swear for God, the new husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Big ups to you, baby.
He's not a car thief.
He's not having it, Cheryl. He is not having it. All right.
Pop
no foolishness.
It don't sound like he's ever won a fight ever.
Why you say that, nephew?
See, when you get beat down this bad in front of the kid and the baby mama, you ain't really ever won a fight. You can't go to nobody's house talking trash and you know you 0-10. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never won a fight. Ever. But you got slid, didn't you? You got slid like butter in a skillet. That's what happened to you. You got slid like a patio dough, didn't you? Slid to the left. Slid to the right. Not dip, baby. You got busted, baby. One man's trash is another man's treasure, and you got caught up. This is what I really think. Y'all tell me what y'all think.
Okay.
I think in order for him to see this little girl, I think the ass-whooping daddy ought to always be present.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. I think he need to always be in the room.
That.
If he want to take his little girl somewhere, right there on the other side of the, in front seat with him is the ass whooping dad. We doing all this together. But two old pimps who ain't pimping no more. Uh-huh. Y'all together. And y'all can just run through the Mac the whole time. You know the rules, pretty Tony.
Well, the new dad isn't. He's not a pimp. The ex.
How you know that?
No, cause, I mean, come on.
I'm just okay. Sure.
He cleaned her.
He's talking about yeah. He cleaned her up, and he's talking about respecting women and all of that. I don't see him as one. But I okay. Go ahead.
I have seen some pimps clean some people up. Okay.
you're gonna stay
There's
with that.
Nice
you're gonna just stay
there.
With
I'm
that.
Just you.
some nice pimps.
I want to
really,
see him
Tommy.
In the front seat.
Okay, this.
I want to see him in the front seat of the car. Is it one of them deuce and a quarter?
It's a deuce and a quarter with
the
dice
couch
hanging.
Seat in the front.
Yes. Sunroof
with no separation. Digging the scene with the gangster lean.
With a gangster lean, woo woo, gangster white walls. But that's about it. I think if
I like that.
If the father yeah. wants to come and visit in order to show his respect, I think this man who is her father right now should be present at all times. Mm-hmm. That's going to teach mm-hmm. this man a lesson, don't y'all think so?
Yeah, because she calls him daddy. She calls her father by his name, mm-hmm. so that should tell you something right there. Daddy, Bob is here.
What's happening, Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daddy, Reggie's Keith. Here.
Keith. He ain't gonna never forget that day that it jumped out. Especially if the dude was in the background and came out. I know I ain't heard what I thought I heard, Reggie.
Yeah.
Reggie. Mm-hmm. say it again, Reggie. Say it again. Cause I know I ain't thought what I thought I heard.
And
say it again, Reggie.
You're right. That's why I'm mad at the mom, though. That's exactly why I'm mad at the mom. Everybody makes mistakes. This is your child. This is a man here that married you, loved you, adopted mm-hmm. your daughter, not just took your daughter in and acted like he was her father. He actually adopted your
adopted
daughter,
him.
Bought
That's
you right. a house, married you. Come on now. This man loves you. Don't get mm-hmm. it twisted, you know, and start getting weak for your ex. And making yes. excuses for him, you know.
Hey, could you picture the baby? Could you picture the baby? Keith at the door. Hey, that's your daddy.
Keith.
He looking
Craig
stupid.
Here.
Daddy, yeah. He cussing again, yeah. Daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy, it's Jerome.
Yeah. Telephone.
Yeah.
When
yes.
when your daughter gets your butt whooped by her by her stepfather, that's
yeah, that's
and that's why I have so much respect for her husband because
yeah.
he wants
he
to make sure.
Business. Yeah, yes.
you respect these are women. You respect these women. You know, he's
right.
not going to let anybody mistreat them. I mean, come on now. He didn't have to do all this.
And every man ain't going to take you off the street and clean
yeah,
you
Yeah, he didn't
like
have
that.
To do that's all right. that. And he did that. Mm-hmm. So I respect her now. And you're going to do the same thing. And it's been 8 years. So, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie.
Is it Charlie or Reggie? Which one is it?
Clarence.
Is it Charlie?
Clarence.
You know, that's my
Clarence.
Name.
Say it again, Clarence. Say it again.
Come on, we're playing around, but you know his real name is Willie. You know that.
Willie. Say it again, Willie. Call my baby that one more time. Say it again,
okay.
Willie.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.